Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, Squiz Kids quizzes, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults weekly news squiz. Your chance to prove who's been paying the most attention to the week that just was. I'm Christy Gigerino. You know the drill. 5 questions for kids about the wonderful world's happenings of the past 7 days, then 5 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions takes the victory lap. Easy peasy. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we have all today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend coming, including the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. You ready, y'all? Let's do this. Alrighty, kids, here are your 5 questions. Question number 1. This week, athletes from all around the world have been heading to a city famous for its neon lights, bullet trains, and sushi trains too. It's the capital of Japan, and it will host the World Athletics Championships. Which city is it? How's your geography? Did you know it was Tokyo? Question number 2. Astronomers said Skywatchers got a rare treat this week, a blood moon, when the moon glowed red in the night sky. It happened super early in the morning. I wonder if you saw it. But what I want to know is how it happens. You need to pick the correct option. Is it A, because the moon moves between the Earth and the Sun? Or is it B, because the Earth moves between the Sun and the moon? That was a bit of a tricky one. Did you get it? The Earth moves between the Sun and the moon. It was the second response. Question number 3. A mum from New Zealand went viral after sprinting 100 metres barefoot across something that hurts like crazy if you step on even one piece in your living room. She smashed a Guinness World Record by running across what? That's right, she ran 100 metres across Lego bricks. Ouch! Question number 4. Keeping with the running theme, in a race in Gippsland, Victoria, competitors don some very unusual footwear for sprinting. I'll give you a hint. They're usually worn by farmers to keep their feet dry out in muddy paddocks. What type of shoes were they racing in? I'll accept gumboots, wellies, or rain boots. Question number 5, last one for you today, kids. Police in Japan say that a scammer tricked an 80-year-old woman out of thousands of dollars by pretending to be what? Is it A, a famous pop singer on tour? Is it B, an astronaut in outer space? Or is it C, a doctor who needed money for medicine? It is indeed B, an astronaut in outer space. Alrighty, how did you go, kids? Did you show those adults how it's done? Do they look scared? I'll bet they are. Okay, let's see how the big people go. But before we do, why do chilies burn your mouth and your bum? From fiery Scoville scores to cheeky chili molecules that trick your body into thinking that you're on fire, this week's Squiz Kids Science Short has the answers. Find out why water won't help, but milk will, and why you might feel the dreaded ring of fire the next day. Check it all out on YouTube now in the Squiz Kids Channel Shorts feed, or you can listen to it here tomorrow morning. Alrighty, adults, now it's your turn. Time to show those kids how it's done. Question number 1. If you've been watching the US Open finals, this one's for you. Who lifted the men's and the women's singles trophies at the US Open last weekend? It's 0.5 for each. The men's champion is Carlos Alcaraz and the women's champion is Aryna Sabalenka. Question number 2. It was a kind of royal anniversary this week. How many years has it been since Queen Elizabeth II passed away on September the 8th, ending her 70-year reign? Is it A, 3 years, B, 4 years, or C, 5 years? It was A, 3 years, back in 2022. Question number three. Pop stars flocked to New York for the MTV VMAs this week. The top honour Artist of the Year went to one of the world's biggest names. Who was it that was crowned Artist of the Year? Was it A, Taylor Swift, B, Lady Gaga, or C, Beyoncé? Well done if you said B, it was Lady Gaga. Question number four. Climate change and regional security topped the agenda when Prime Minister Anthony Albanese joined other leaders at the Pacific Islands Forum leaders' meeting this week. The meeting was hosted in a country not too far from Australia. Which country was it? It was held in Honiara in the Solomon Islands. Question number five, last one for you adults. A long-running court case is back in the headlines, pitting a global pop star against an Aussie fashion designer. The dispute? They share almost the exact same name, only one spelt with a Y and the other with an IE. Which name are they fighting over? Yep, that would be Katy Perry. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Who was the winner this week? All bow down to their brainiac superiority. And if you've missed any of these cool stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. Alrighty, let's have some birthday fun because now it's time for...
shoutouts.
It's Friday, September 12, Video Game Day and Chocolate Milkshake Day. And it really doesn't get any better than that. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And because it's a Friday, let's crack out that old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. And it's a very happy birthday to Phoebe from Ivanhoe, Evie from Fernvale, Wilson and William from Yarramalong, Tony and Tayu from Canberra, Noah from Exeter, Harrison from Pitt Town, Maggie from Sydney, Sunny from Mwillimbah, Daniel from Goolwa, Badgery from Vermont South, oh, so many birthdays, Isaac from Aspley, Alistair from Tarramurra, Christian from Bellevue Hill, Hannah from Pakenham, Lexi from Morpeth Vale, and Ace listening all the way over there in Shanghai, China. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Cammy and Blake from Goolwa and Mitch from Victor Harbour. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Don't forget there'll be a new one dropping every Friday morning, and the best bit, they're absolutely free. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or simply subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and all this audio content will magically appear. For now though, this is Christy Kidgerina signing off and reminding you to get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.